Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Danielle.
And what a morning. Woo! We have so much to cover this week. I don't even know where to begin.
I don't even know where to end.
We've had just gifts from the gods this week.
Gifts from the gods. Danielle, you know, they talk about like self-restraint being a great quality, you know, be it with any type of excess, pills, alcohol, food. But I think
sex.
I think you and I exhibited a level of self-restraint this week.
I've never done anything this. I've never wanted for more and kept myself back from it.
That's right. This is a lesson to teach our children.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, you know, sometimes waiting can be good. But in my head, I'm like, it's terrible. You know?
No, I can. If someone even says to me, like, I have to tell you something in 5 seconds, I'm like, no, tell me now. I cannot wait. Like, I am
100%.
I have no restraint.
I'll be like talking to my nutritionist as I'm driving to like get terrible food. It's just like my brain, I can't handle it. However, we made a choice, one we would come to regret.
Yeah.
We wanted to really sit down, and we had heard from Andy that this week's episode of Salt Lake was going to be so explosive. And we decided, you know, we want to wait and watch it as it's meant to be watched, honestly.
Live. Yeah. Live with friends in front of each other, not just sitting alone in a dark room.
On my computer.
Yeah.
Taking notes for this shit.
Yes.
Like, when can we enjoy something?
I wanted it like a premiere.
That's right.
You know, like surrounded by fellow people that love this and have worked hard for it.
As Kenya said on Ultimate Girls Trip, we wanted to be in fellowship.
Yes.
And so we had a plan to watch with Kristen Wiig, with June Diane Raphael, you and I.
Yes.
And no one could get together till Wednesday. And that was really hard. And you and I kept being like, anybody Sunday?
No one could do it. And so I had to like not look at my DMs.
I didn't look at one thing. I was seeing like Meredith bathtub. That's the one thing my eyes fell upon. And I thought, no. Mm-hmm. We had to tell many text threads, stop.
Stop.
People I don't even know were like coming out of the woodwork being like, can you believe? And I was like, I'm going to have to stop you.
Yeah. Good friends.
I was like blurring my eyes when I would look at text.
I cannot speak to you this week. Yeah. It was tough. It was because we didn't want to know a thing.
Not a thing. And wow. I mean, we're going to get into it, but I got to say that is the way to watch these shows. And when the world opens up more fully, we have done this twice, Danielle, but we do need to have more viewing parties.
Yes, we do. Because to watch in a group of like-minded, as you said, in fellowship, as Kenya said.
Yes. Like-minded individuals.
Yes.
See our family members. You know, it's like watching home videos that your uncle take and of your strange aunts. Yes. And you're just like, oh, God, what is our family up to? And I'll tell you, I mean, Ray Sani said it, but the genre has shifted. This is now true crime.
Yeah. And it's... Woo!
We're going to do a little intro, and then we're going to get right into Housewives. And then at the end of the episode, stick around, because we're going to do our annual favorite things.
That nobody asked for, but we're going to give them to you.
God, no. Nor are we giving away anything for free.
No, you will get nothing from us.
In fact.
We'll ask you to pay. We'll ask you to pay.
None of these brands we're bringing up are hashtag ads, but we'd like them to be.
No. So, yeah, we'd love them to be, but no one has offered us a goddamn thing.
If you hear your name, will you send us products? Okay, that's going to be at the end. Okay, so that is coming. But before all of that, Danielle, I need to air at... some emotions that I know I'm going to get taken down for, although I don't know with this audience where everybody stands.
I feel like you have some love and supporters among this and some like-minded individuals.
You think?
Because I think we're not older, but older than that audience for this said thing. I found myself as I watched.
Well, let's not put down our listeners. I think we've definitely got some huge Taylor Swift stans in our crowd, as there should be.
And as am I.
God lover.
I love her.
She was on SNL when I was there. Lovely chat with her. Lovely time with her. Lovely girl. Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, guys, okay, I have been watching her short films this week.
And they are films.
There is a 10-minute
film. There are
film.
Credits. Because at the end of the 10-minute film, which I knew she directed before I knew she directed, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Credits do roll on both of them.
Roll, yeah.
Roll, baby, roll. Now, you know, don't come for us here. This is a real no tagging. Because here's who I don't want you to tag is her little Swifties, the army.
No, do not, because they will come. We've seen what they can do. I don't need to be tagged for just having an opinion.
I'm way more scared of them than like Scientology.
Oh, me too.
All I want to offer, love her music, but I found myself very angry watching her two short films. So my husband and I have been treating ourselves to different of her videos every night and screaming with laughter. We have had tears coming down our faces, clutching each other. You know when you do a slow look to each other with your mouths open, that almost seems like something you would do in acting.
Bonding. It feels bonding for you guys.
Honestly, it's really reignited things with us. You know, the 10-minute video that mm-hmm. she directed about, you know, we all know.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. About the scarf.
The scarf. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, the scarf.
All Too Well, I believe it's called.
And know that she's added lyrics to the song.
Like, that's right.
The original song was not this long.
We've really filled it out. Filled it out for Red. And God bless, she's taken back control of her. You know, she's
love that.
Putting out new music. I love it all. Okay. But this is the most embarrassing footage and song and videos and acting and dancing and singing and lyrics I've ever heard. And I'm wondering, are you all not seeing that?
Well, also, there's also dialogue. There's quite dialogue.
Now, I'm also including the Miles Teller video in this, co-written by Ms. Blake Lively and directed by mm-hmm. Ms. Blake Lively and co-written with Taylor. What David and I cannot get over is her notion that, like, these guys fucked with me and I left the scarf and they didn't give it back. And it's like, because you secretly love me still. It's like, well, sweetie, they don't. They don't.
Well, here was my thing in it, which is like when she's just like when the character of young Taylor, played by a gorgeous young actress from gorgeous. Stranger Things. When young Taylor gets mad that when young T gets
Baby
mad
T.
that he let go her hand. Mm. I was like, seriously? Like, so much worse has happened to me.
At a party. Now, I can get behind, like, I had a boyfriend that broke up with me when I was 16. I'll be honest, still working through it.
Yes, okay. Of course.
I can get behind all this, but I gotta say, like, is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you? It makes me angry. I'm like, sorry, this is all you're still dealing with from a trauma standpoint? And it's not that I want her to have had more trauma, but at the same time, like, something didn't happen.
I know, and I was just sort of like, look, I'm still not over things, but I had a boyfriend literally charge me to help me move money. I had to pay him. Mm. And then he broke up with me. Like, I haven't written a thing. Like, that's right. I just feel like,
I'll be honest. You know my book, Danielle. I think I really put some things out there about grief and about a health scare with my son and some addiction in my family. Couldn't write about that boyfriend, Danielle, because it was too painful.
Too painful.
Started many drafts and I said, some things aren't for public consumption. They're too real and they're too hard. So I get that. But these videos have me crying with her at the very end being like, and I know you still think about me, baby. It's like, no.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. And the video with Blake Lively directed.
Scarf, he's not still wearing the scarf.
He doesn't have it. Never had it.
I would say that his sister probably, God bless her, was like, what is this thing? Ugh.
Yeah, it's at Goodwill.
A rag pile.
Right, you know, like, right. It's just, like, that thing has been cleaning up Maggie Gyllenhaal's floors for years. Okay, in her attic. It's so embarrassing. It makes me cringe. Like, my face gets red. But the comedic actress in Taylor came out in the one with Miles Teller.
Oh, I have not seen
this
that yet.
Gal thinks she is literally Lucille Ball incarnate, and it is the best.
And now is Tay Tay flatline herself this time?
She took the reins on this one, and it is just so embarrassing. Like, she's in all red. Every choice visually is so upsetting, and she's like doing her little bits where she's in a wedding and she's just acting crazy, Danielle. She's just. She's like a little scamp running through that wedding, taking olives out of people's martinis, and she claws at a cake because she can't believe that her ex is marrying another woman, and she's being bad.
Why is she at the wedding of the ex?
Oh, Danielle,
has she been invited?
Can't get bogged down in these types of things. You know, she's there, but she's not there. And then
she's the ghost?
Sort of. Okay. But again, she thinks of herself as the ghost of like Christmas past, that is, though he's like, God, what would it have been? At one point, she's sitting at the kids' table. And I feel like people who love these videos are like, oh, Taylor, stop. Here she goes again. She pulls a little rabbit out of a hat and then she puts like straws in her mouth, like, wah, wah, like I'm so crazy. And the kids are all laughing up a storm.
Loving it.
It is so embarrassing to watch. I'm just asking, guys, write me. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not saying I've done anything in this realm. It's just something about it. Then when she like pulls off her dress and she's in red and now she's like takes her hair down and she's like sexy, not trying to shame anyone. But it's like, this is a girl who's like kind of clumsy and like just it's not quite what I think she thinks is what we're seeing.
Well, you know, they always say the people always say is that we get that when fame hits, you get stunted at the age that fame hits.
Never heard that.
And I wonder, you've never heard that?
So I guess I'll always be 38.
I'm still waiting for fame to hit.
But that's so good. I'll, you'll be well adjusted.
It's going to stick at 60 years old, man. That's going to stick.
We'll be like, you're so immature, Danielle, when you're 17. Yeah.
But that is an expression. And I felt that because when I was watching again the short film, I thought to myself,
stop calling it a 15, short film.
I'm calling it what it is. A vignette. I thought to myself, the 15-year-old in me who had never experienced a lot of pain, who hadn't experienced real love, only sort of a soap opera version of it, and sort of like that revenge, like she would have loved this. That's what I thought as I was watching it. And Taylor is not 15. She's 30 at least, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just, it felt young to me.
Just feels so young. It felt young. Very like just old fantasy. And bitter and have had things happen in life, but.
Well, yeah, you've lived a life. It's a bit different. But that's what I thought was that.
And
it was
I've lived a very relatively easy life and I'm angry that she has only this. To put out two videos in 1 week over the same 2 month relationship, she's like Sonia Morgan.
Yeah. It's like she's not over Mr. Morgan.
Oh,
yet.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's all. I just had to say it. And I know, you know, I'm not trying to not be fun. I think you guys know I can get down with some very ridiculous fare.
Casey, I'll tell you, you're very silly.
Thank you, Danielle.
you're real silly Billy when you want
to. But I don't know if I just said to June the other day, we were doing a play date and I just turned to her and I'm like, I, as a mom, I'm not silly. Like, I don't have it in me to like play.
No, I don't think I am either. My husband can be. My husband can get like real down and like, and truly enjoy himself being silly. I don't know that I'm that person.
I know, which I would think
I'm always like,
we would be.
You can do what I want to. What I think it's very European. The kids do what I want to do.
I like that. Yes. It's like it's that book, Bebe, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Bringing up Bebe.
Oh my God. Let's take a little break and we'll be right back. We're back.
Wow. Guys, so as we said, we waited and everything was worth the wait.
Well, June
what
was very upset that I ordered the food and Postmates has never said this. It said 110-minute wait. And that really upset everyone.
That was a blow because we are all mothers to young children. So we're used to eating at 5:30 the latest. So to know a dinner wasn't even going to be there at 7 was tough on all of us. We were all debating, like, do we need to have a first dinner before we get there? And
right. And I made it clear I don't even have a chin. I got nothing for you guys. So we had some drinks and we waited. And June kept saying, like, are you keeping your eye on the Postmate? I said, my watching this Dave A, my Postmate, is not going to make a difference whether I got my eyes on him or not. She was incredibly upset.
Yeah. Well, hunger will do that to you, but it
will do that to you. So, you know, we bided our time. We were so excited. Mm-hmm. We had some drinks. And when that food came, we settled into paradise.
Real nice. And we settled into a van ride to Vail, a 6-hour ride.
We started at 9:33 in the morning.
And then didn't land until 4:35 in the evening.
I can't believe you remember that.
Because I remember.
Yeah, 9:33 stuck with me and you naturally remember the end.
Because I was like, how long have we been in this goddamn van? I did love their timestamps. And it was Something we've never seen from the editors before, which was just like, it was almost like a horror movie of like the way that they showed the time and then they would like scramble the footage real quick. Like it was, it felt like a horror movie and we were watching one.
Not a joke. We all paused many times because we were like thinking we're our own true crime detectives, but my heart was legitimately pounding out of my chest. I was scared.
What?
I went to bed and I was feeling my pulse. I'm like, I'm still kind of very shaken. We haven't had an episode quite like this before.
And know that I also remember where I was that day. You know what I mean? We all remember where we were when we found out that Jen Shah had been arrested.
But this week, I don't even want to say it was the aftermath because it wasn't. It was the continuation of the math.
Yeah.
You know?
It was the mid-math.
And it was mid-math. And what we witnessed on that bus, I love the fact. So we are bouncing between some wild scenes. We were like, every scene, what are we watching?
We had to stop and like decompress after every scene.
Yes. We were saying if we were on drugs, it would be too scary to watch. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to make sense of what we were seeing, Danielle.
And can we talk about some of the images that are first coming to you right now that did make sense to you then and still really don't make sense to us now? Any new information? What's at the tippy top of your head that you're still reeling from right now from the Salt Lake episode?
Well, then, obviously, what I'm still reeling from are two scenes that both involve one Meredith Marks. When first we see Meredith in Vail wearing her cranberry-colored low-cut blazer.
Yeah, was like a tuxedo dress blazer.
We've just come fresh off the heels of meeting Crystal Wilson. Yep. Crystal Wilson is
a trip curator.
Curator.
Yes.
For our house in Vail, and there's Meredith, and we see her just kind of like staring out a snowy window in Vail, just like running her hands along a pillow and just loving life. Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the bus, we've got the girls with four very alarmingly different reactions.
Yes, I would say, okay.
To what's happening.
Lisa Barlow is crying, but also calling six of her lawyers. Six
lawyers. Okay, so that's happening there. Heather is having what I like to call the every woman's
reaction. Is like, I can't believe this. I'm shocked. I'm sad. I'm in disbelief. I'm laughing.
I hope my friend's okay, but I'm also kind of glad Sharif doesn't have internal bleeding. She's going through the moments that we're going through. Well, I was just going to say, then you got Whitney, who seems to know quite a bit about true crime. Talking washing money, this, that.
Yeah, and I attribute that to, like, I think she's been crime adjacent in her life, meaning there have been...
You said she's been on the periphery.
Yeah, I think that she has been not involved in Ponzi schemes, but, you know... close to. It just felt right. She knew. She knew more than the everyman.
I could see Whitney being like an Erin Brockovich type in her life.
Mm-hmm. So I think she's just
taking the reins on a case one night, coming down off the pole and just really getting into the paperwork in front of the fire with a big glass of rosé and just being like, I got to solve this. Yeah.
And she seemed, I mean, she was knowledgeable in a way that I've never been. And I was impressed, but also felt like, where does this knowledge come from?
Absolutely. She's given this a little thought.
Yes. And then we have Jenny, who
icon.
Next to her is a huge bag of Cheetos, which I'll never not see. You know what I mean? Like it just was in the form.
Which Kristen said, which made me die laughing. They're framing Jenny and the Cheetos like it's two people sitting next to each other in a two-shot.
It is a two-shot with her and the Cheetos, which is true.
A bag of Cheetos and Jenny. Now, Jenny has her shoes off, feet up, drinking a beer?
Yeah.
And just the comments unruffled.
Oh, not a ruffle.
In a unbelievable way. She's like, what can we do? We've got to go.
She's like, oh, she's going to be arrested. She's like, she's going to jail. And she's like, why are you freaking out? She's like, not.
She's like, they were going to obviously have a search warrant.
Yeah. She's just so nonplussed.
Keeps delivering bombs, legal bombs. What I love about Jenny is to me, she was kind of like, you fucking bitches. I've been through a lot more in my life. My childhood, as you all recall what happened. And now my fucking husband's trying to get me a sister wife. Like, I don't give a fuck about this.
This is
nothing. Let me have my weekend, please. My girls trip.
She's like, I want my weekend in Vail. And then we have two other reactions.
Two other gals about town. Yeah. Now, first we want to say, struck us as very odd before I get to her, why Lisa D. did not immediately call Meredith.
Yes.
What we have come to the conclusion of is that this friendship was wiped clean way back.
Yeah.
I think the minute Lisa kind of showed any allegiance to Jen, Meredith is still playing kind of like friendly for the cameras. But we've all noticed this since the reunion. It was like some trouble in paradise to where I'm like, were they ever really that good friends? Because I really did think they
Me
were
too.
When we started. But maybe it's now I'm like, oh, maybe it's because they looked so similar and we kind of felt a kinship.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell them apart like the first season. And now
I had no idea who was who.
Now we know who exactly is who.
Thank God Meredith got that blunt bob. But I didn't know who they were. And so now it's like, okay, Lisa crying, lawyers, you know, baby gorgeous, all of it. It's just so.
On the phone with the husband.
I hate her. She's such a terrible person. Calling John right away.
Yeah.
Rumors are floating around you that Lisa somehow is invested. Or to me, Lisa's got a closeness to Stu that we need to get to the bottom of. She's like, we need to call Stu. Again, Heather was crying to me in a way that was very genuine of just like, well, okay, yes, maybe my friend did XYZ, but in this current moment, I'm going to feel for my friend, her sons. You know, that's where Heather's mind is like, is our friend okay? Lisa's like, get my lawyers on the phone.
Say my lawyer number four.
Hey, five, what do I do? Three, you there?
It was, and her, I don't know why, but Lisa's did feel sort of a selfish, like, am I going to get in trouble? Not in that Sutton way of like, who's going to know?
Oh, it felt like that to me.
But it did
Danielle,
feel 100%. Like, am I in trouble? Do I have to worry? I have business with her, or do our businesses, are they looking at all of us? Like, it was just a weird.
Oh, I thought it was honestly even more another step beyond Sutton personally.
Yeah. It was wild.
And I would buy that she has money invested with her. I would buy nothing. There's no connection. And Lisa just always is freaking out about her own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of her trying to make Vita tequila, skinny girl. She makes me physically ill. I loved every time we would come back to the bus, like everyone was in the same position, but Lisa would be like swapping
around,
with new snacks.
Bopping around.
It was like 12 Angry Men. Like, we're just trapped in this tube. I felt nauseous.
Me too, because we were on that bus for so long. And there was such an array of snacks. There were, like, Charleston Chews, Milk Duds, Cheetos, a loaf of bread. There were just so many.
A host of snacks.
A Lifesavers, just a bag of Lifesavers. It was.
When Jenny went in to Jen's snack.
Oh.
I was like, well, she's not coming. I was like, I don't think I've felt stronger feelings for a human in my life. I really don't, you know?
It was such a fun moment.
And now for real, Danielle, here's where we're going. Okay. Now we're back in Vail.
We're in.
This has all occurred. We finally have Lisa calling Meredith.
Hours later.
I don't know about you guys. Hours later.
I would have been texting.
There's no fucking way. First of all, just on earth that a woman is alone away from her kids and family and friends and work and she's not on her phone. So Meredith has gotten 1,000,000,000 texts about this, but she pretends she hasn't. And then does a monologue that was so chilling on the phone. I've never seen a reaction more smug. What did you say? The cat that... cream or the canary?
Oh, the cat ate the canary, I think. It was just like, just a real shit-eating grin. Like a...
Yeah.
It was just...
And it wasn't like, oh, I'm kind of... They're schadenfreude or like, I'm a little bit happy at what's happening over here. It very much felt like my plan has worked.
Yes.
Like, I'm involved in this and now you're all seeing what I've done.
It was like, I love when my plans come together.
And then she was like, but have fun. But she was like, but it's snowy in Vail, which was just so weird.
She's like, and we have a beautiful house. She was like, this is all happening. But the good news is we have a beautiful house in Vail and it's waiting for you. So come on, get your butts here. And it was like, what?
It was like, ooh.
It was.
So that was very weird. We rewound that because it was just so off.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know what was coming next or where Meredith was going to go next.
And that is the tub.
That is the bubble bath. The bubbly bath.
That is the bubble bath. And I will say,
Meredith took a real dip.
I mean, and she seemed to be in there for hours. Hours, I would say.
Hours. Drunk.
Yeah.
She was definitely, we saw the champagne behind her. I've never seen her like that. Like
lighter.
She was slurring.
And she's also like light and like there was a breeziness to her that we've never.
Light on her feet. Now I know her feet she wasn't on him, but she was light on him nonetheless. Now, I've just, this is a woman, you pointed this out, that is always pulled together. She's, June was saying, like, she's a listener. She receives information.
Yeah, she
she's calculating in a good way. I think she's always kind of like, all right, I'm hearing someone out here before I'm maybe, I was like, she's driving story like a freight train.
We
now.
Just didn't know.
And now she's like collecting her, the spoils and her riches to get in the tub. And not only we found out, not the tub in the master.
No, someone
tub
else in Heather's room.
Heather, who rolls with everything. When Heather finally came in, she was like, sorry, this is my tub.
She's like, I'm in your tub. It's like, you're not even in your tub.
And it was also hard to find. She was like, Mary.
She's like, come downstairs.
I'm down here.
It's like, make a left, go down another set of stairways. And that's where I am in the bed, in the bath.
Now, Mary, you can say what you will and say what you won't, but I found Mary to be touching down with reality in ways she never has in the scene in the bathroom. Mary was like, I can't afford to be up here in the clouds because this bitch is in the bath.
Yes.
And I got to gather myself and my thoughts.
That's what I mean. It's so odd because sometimes Mary is the only reality in a room. And sometimes she...
The only reality star we have here.
And sometimes she's off in the clouds, as we've seen. But sometimes she touches down in a way that nobody else is touching down. That's what I mean. It's like... I never know where I stand with Mary. And here she is. She is saying to Meredith, like, get out of the bath. Like, why are you in the bath? This is all happening. This is craziness. I've heard this from the person on my phone who is my husband, but I say his dad on my phone, which was pointed out to us.
Yeah, like now that some people do say, like, I'll call my husband daddy in front of the kids.
Course.
I'll be like, well, daddy, you know, of course.
But in your phone?
Maybe one or two of you are saving him as dad, which that makes me ill, but it could be the case. It's tough in this particular instance.
Just because it is her grandpa. Like, there's so many lines crossed.
Because he is her granddad.
Well, and there's so many lines crossed before. Like, we need to just set boundaries just for ourselves.
Yeah, like Robert Sr. Yeah.
Or, you know, honey, sweetie.
Or my,
or
grandma's husband.
Let's just get the roles correct because the lines are
Grandpa
so
Rob.
Blurred. Let's just, in our phones, can we have them right?
It was hard to see it as dad.
Yeah, because I don't even know what.
But now we've got Mary coming in looking, you know, not her best.
Yeah, nobody was looking their best. I mean, they all just heard news. They've all traveled quite a while. So no one.
Mary in a very cute outfit, though. I did love her
so
in that
much,
skirt.
Yeah,
and it was very upsetting when I saw her jumping. Her whole thing is like, now I'm going to jump on the bed.
Yeah, that was.
It's so robotic and strange and performative. But again, now she's in the bathroom and now she's seeing what we're all seeing, which is being Meredith looking, there's no other word for it, demonic. Demonic. In the bathtub.
It was so...
We all stared at each other, Danielle. We couldn't believe what we were seeing. And with each shot of Meredith, it got stranger and stranger.
I've just never seen anything like it. It was, we've never
seen. The bubbles kind of receded into the background. She doesn't care. She'll just cross her arms over.
She had bubbles
How
on
her. How long was
chin
she in there?
Forever, because then she was in there when the ladies came at 4:30. It was, she was like, I got to get ready to get out of the bath because the women are coming. Still never got out of the bath.
Didn't get out. The bubbles on her chin is where I couldn't handle it any longer. But her eyes.
Yeah.
And then we start to understand really what I think has been going on. And I actually think Meredith does show a ton of restraint because she knows that Jen's, you know, someone that works for Jen, although this has been disputed, stole a clutch from her. She's got info on Jen. She has not bothered to bring up at the reunion, to bring up other times, because I think she is a smart woman. And I think she was like,
she's playing a long game.
And what we come to learn next week is that Meredith all this time has hired a private investigator. Now, that was a misstep telling everyone. Yeah. Unless that person was like, well, just tell them you hired me. She was like, I'm going to drop this bomb about the shoplifting, which I know it was crazy, but I'm kind of like, okay. I think she was like, I'm going to tell everyone this so that everyone can see exactly why I hired a private investigator. I was like, that's still a bit far to go.
I think I would have, if that had happened to me before the reunion.
Well, I would have rolled the footage at the reunion.
Yeah, of course. I would have been like, you did this and you're still working with this person. That to me is a little bit crazy.
I would have held up an iPad with the footage.
Yeah.
You know, the way people have their receipts.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like their Kinko's foam boards.
The way in Potomac, there was seems to be a huge, like, bulletin board size. A blow up of some texts.
Yeah. Meredith is in a tricky spot because you realize she has to she has to, it seems like she's done something. Now, I'm not saying necessarily, I do believe they could have found Jen in the Beauty Lab parking lot. Clearly, these are multiple arms of law enforcement.
Yeah.
They're going to find her, you know?
And they can ping her phone even before that. So they know where her phone is. They can find her in the Beauty Lab parking lot. Because they say later that they pinged her, yes, and then they pulled her over. But they could have done that. They have the government.
Or as Whitney says, they pinged.
They pinged.
They pinged. But yes, but God damn it, if Meredith did not seem guilty as hell, she literally couldn't suppress her joy. She couldn't do it. She was trying to keep her mouth. Like, she had a smile that the whole time she was trying to clamp down on,
yes,
it. When she was like, guys, what do we?
I've never seen a
so
sentence
crazy
drawn out longer as someone eats like a lamb chop. But like, she was like, so guys, what do we think? Well, I was like waiting with
it was amazing line
breath
read.
Every I hung on every word. You know what it reminded me, and I'm not saying just because I wrote this and it's not my genius, but
are we talking about Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
No,
too?
No, and that was genius too. But in Hot Wives, you remember when your husband, you think he's dead, and you start laughing, and
yeah,
and you're just like, he's dead, and you're laughing hysterically because you want him to be dead. And you're like, and we're like, are you smiling? And you're like, no. So it just reminds me of that moment.
My husband, played by Stephen Tobolowsky, because I wanted to be fucking my trainer, played by
Joey McIntyre,
new kid, yeah, on the block, Joey McIntyre.
So we thought he was dead, and you were laughing and smiling and so happy he was dead. But you were like, pretend, but you were saying, no, I'm crying. And we were all like, no, you're so clearly happy about it.
That is exactly what it was like.
That reminded me.
You wrote those beautiful, that beautiful scene, no, Danielle, because you knew it would, it could
the
happen.
The housewife trope of like your face doing one thing, but saying it's doing another.
It was just, uh-huh,
like her happiness could not be concealed.
And here you've got Mary, again, still sort of trying to touch on with reality. She's like, I'm blown away. Like, I just never thought this. And she even says, you know, Meredith and I have been both treated badly by Jen, but yet I still basically have like a shred of humanity.
Yeah.
But now that we're at dinner, Mary's kind of quotes a Bible verse or two about reaping and sowing.
And then there's also the one hitch about maybe, you know, allegedly, mm-hmm, Mary doing something similar, which is taking advantage of people and taking their money. Now, that has been alleged within her religion. Again, we don't.
But maybe she didn't do it to elderly,
yes,
people.
So we don't know.
We don't know. But at that dinner, the three things that happened were so crazy, which is we start with, we get into the shop and the clutch, which Lisa's like, love those. Have them in so many
and
colors.
And then Meredith's like, you do. You do.
You do.
Also, can I say I've never heard the word clutch have so many syllables when Meredith Marks says,
yes,
she's like, it's just a Python clutch. Like, it has so
Then we head right on over to the Uber ride home where Heather, you know, is checking on her friend. No doubt Jen's had some drinks. She's checking on where she's at. Dropped off at an intersection, you say.
Yeah.
That to me was like chilling.
Yeah. And then Lisa Barlow saying, what night was this? What time? Do you remember this? And we're all like, well, what do you know, Lisa? And she's like, nothing. I mean, nothing. I want to check with somebody who might have been with her. And you're like, what are you saying, Lisa? Nothing. I'm not saying anything. Now we know is there an affair?
But she's also like struggling not to cry.
Yeah.
It was so fucking weird.
So ominous.
Like, everybody there was piecing together. Honestly, they were piecing things together way quickly than I would have. I would have just been like, poor Jen! Like, I wouldn't have gotten a second past that. But, and Heather, of course, is just being so hilarious the whole time, you know.
Heather is, again, the voice of all of us.
The voice of all. But then, it was like, then we go to what's coming up next, and we're getting private investigators coming out. I think a lot is going to come out. And then, of course, we know people are going to turn and ask Meredith, what exactly did you know?
Yeah.
And what exactly did you do? This is hard. It's like I said to you guys last night, like, I'm not a forensic pathologist. I don't fucking know what's going on. We're trying to put these pieces together.
It's so, I just, and then Stu No, because we, of course, are now reading articles because we all were. Last night,
June was doing the very long, very long dramatic readings of articles from like the Salt Lake City Times that literally were just recapping the show. And she was acting like it was new information. She's like, Heather then arrives at the house.
The way that June did it was so, I was riveted all over again.
It really was like, though, like someone, when you say you could be riveted by someone reading the phone book, because we had just watched the episode and mainly basically watched it twice. And then June was like, the girls were on the bus. Okay.
We're
like, yeah,
riveted.
We know. Get us new information.
And then we found out, I think Kristen had Googled about Stu. Mm. And we found out that he is also
doing a plea. Yes,
some sort of plea, right? So he's
trying to get a plea deal. So that means he's flipping on Jen like a.
He's got to be. There's no way that he's not. Could he be the ringleader?
Absolutely.
I wonder if he's the ringleader.
I bet they're both in it together, but I think that's a complete possibility.
And then we also found out through June's reading that
her sources
that Google. Jen lost her lawyers pretty immediately.
Abruptly quit, to the point that they decided not even to send the bill for the work they'd done. I mean, it's like, that's not hard. You know, just
what? Yeah, you still have to pay for services rendered.
We've quit, but we're still going to quickly just send a bill. They were like, oh, we're out. We're not even going to go after that money because that's how out we are.
So it is.
What was kind of funny to me, it was almost a letdown in this, like what's coming up next season, next episode when we saw Jen sitting across from the guy. I was like, oh, yeah, 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 there's Jen. Yeah. Okay, whatever, whatever, whatever. Let's get back to the girls trying to piece together the information. I guess we could ask the person that we just
because
saw.
Because I feel like we're not going to get any sort of
we're
truth
done with, her.
With Jen. We're just going to get more lies, whereas with everybody else, they know things that they've all been holding this whole time or just thinking that's weird, but I have no context for it. And them all putting together a puzzle of strange pieces that they've discovered, that to me is the most interesting.
The one thing I'll say I did not like, and I hate to be critical of Bravo, I really do. And look, here we are recapping and obviously, you know, we're watching this, so we're indicted as well. But I really felt like I was very upset that Bravo really upset aired the footage of her sons coming out
that
of the house.
That was too – I mean, just the fact that that happened in general, to be so scared with people
and
with
guns. And it wasn't tied to anything. It wasn't like Jen was there.
I
think they were like, oh, okay, there was guns. We're going to show how serious this is. But like, first of all, how did they get that ring cam footage?
It's so triggering.
Don't show her sons going through the most traumatic. I was actually pretty shocked.
I was very upset
that they aired that.
And also like, why do that to
her sons?
It
was horrible.
Like the whole thing made me so ill and they must have been so scared and I wanted to be there for them. And I hope that
it was really,
it was
really,
very
really
upsetting.
Tough.
And I hope they're
like,
okay.
Like, they didn't deserve this. What did they do?
I hope they're okay.
And watching them be so scared. Oh, that was really bummer.
With someone with a big fucking gun like that.
It was awful.
I was so scared for them. And just, that was really upsetting footage. I did not like it. And I didn't like that they had to live through it.
Well, I'm going to bring up the mood with one more comment involving that home.
Yes.
So I have a gal pal whose dear friend has found herself the recipient of renting that house now. Yes. Apparently, it is as though they left in the middle of the night.
No.
Like the place had almost been ransacked when they left.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't know if I should have shared that. You know, we're all, I think, struggling to find the line here.
Yeah. I mean, wow. Wow. Salt Lake City is a... is a wonder.
And then in the upcoming, when Mary is oddly like resting her head upon Meredith's furry bosom, and Whitney's like, Mary, are you listening? You're asleep.
People pointed this out to me as well, because I've gotten to go back and look, and I had feelings about this as well, which was one of Meredith's testimonial looks, which was her breast, her glimmering breasts, like in an odd, like snakeskin, like sort of like shoulder bearing jacket? I don't know what that looked like.
I've never seen someone. Okay, so imagine all the dress styles you would want to make on a woman of a certain age who's gorgeous, but made with the fabric of blazers.
She's never had a top that isn't also a blazer.
Right. It's a blazer, but it is also a very low cut, yeah, like off the shoulder blazer. It's things that you wouldn't, you're not used to seeing a blazer fabric do that.
No. I'm not used to seeing a blazer used in so many dimensions. It's a dress.
So many different ways.
Just, it's a dress.
And it's so many bright colors.
It's a shirt. It's a, just so much blazer
it's
work.
It's a skort.
Yeah.
It's a skort. It's a jumper.
Yeah,
it's,
I just
it's
didn't
everything.
Know the options we had. I just thought a blazer was a blazer. And I'm finding out it can be so much more. It can be anything that you need it to be.
The last thing is there was an accusation that was thrown out about Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
And paying in cash. That, for the record, you know, we want to air all sides here. Jen Shaw both denies. And also, we saw some tweet from someone. Again, we don't know who these people are.
Yes, sorry if we're not getting your names or the sources. We are. It's the news is moving so fast. So just know that we have seen it. I wish we could source it. But
it's moving so fast. We can't even look on our phone to look up the screenshot and see who sent it. And what that is someone is saying that Louis Vuitton, if they didn't accept cash, they would never have any customers.
It's from the website Dumas.
They're
famously like have amazing.
Yeah, we can credit.
So
let's credit where credit is due.
Please.
Yes, and they've been very generous to me, which I appreciate.
Oh, that's nice. I don't think.
One time they were like, "Someone saw Casey. She was nice." I'm like, "I love it."
I don't think I'm on their radar per se, but I'm glad that they are giving you credit.
Thanks, Danielle.
Again, when I'm 60, though, guys, woo!
They're gonna say Danielle Schneider was cutting up a rug like a 60-year-old, just immature as hell.
Woo! But they said that someone from the Louis Vuitton store says, we don't care if people use cash. Like, that would be half of our customers. And she's not on any sort of list.
She hasn't been flagged at all.
Exactly. So just we want to show all sides.
Got to show all sides. Okay. I think we better take a break, Danielle, because, you know, next week is Thanksgiving and this is really hard. You know, we want to gather with you all, but at a certain point. You know the amount of people that say to me, like with such disgust in every walk of life, they're like, how do you find so much time to watch Housewives? It's so indicting. It makes me feel like they're basically like, how are you such a bad mom?
Oh,
they're like, how do you work so much? And I kind of am just like, I do.
We
I don't know what to
time.
Tell everyone. Yeah,
we're up
I
late at night,
to.
Guys. We're doing all of our works. And then there's the other
we're
half.
We're doing the work.
Then there's the other half of the people that are like, where's the episode? Just like I'm trying. Right.
No, none of our listeners would ever question me. Just people out and about love to kind of
judge,
ask. And I want to be like, I know you're watching your stuff. It might not be this stuff, but you're watching something.
You're watching you. Believe you me.
Watching me and Shrink Next Door?
Yes. You guys, there are 3 episodes of Shrink Next Door out. They are so good. Casey, you are fucking incredible. The show is incredible. I'm just going to say, go to Apple TV. There are 3 episodes up. There'll be another episode up, I think, tonight.
Friday.
So, by the time you're getting this, will be a 4th episode. I ran through them like candy in a stick. I mean, it was so good, fast. Casey is
like
so
the lollipops
good.
On the bus to Vail.
These went
Highway
down faster.
To Vail.
These went down faster than those. She was sucking on that fucking lollipop for a long time. And these went down much faster. Guys, Shrink Next Door on Apple TV is so good. Our Casey Wilson, our baby girl, is tremendous. And the show itself is fantastic. Please watch. You do yourself a favor over Thanksgiving. Catch up. All right.
Thank you, Danielle.
Break.
We're back.
Now we're back with a vacation because that was so dark and deep.
That was heavy.
Yeah, so we need to go light. Bring us
I literally
light.
Have like a kind of a pit in my stomach.
So let's go into the light, Carol Ann, and let us – that's a Poltergeist reference, and I heard it somewhere recently.
Oh, it was Shrink Next Door.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I've heard it recently on a show. It was your show. but it's true. Let's go into the light.
Let's do it because, wow. Ultimate Girls Trip. So there's so much to say about it here. I think on the one hand, and I want to hear your thoughts. On the one hand, it's such a bright, easy breezy cover girl. Maybe she's born with it moment. It's just fun. Here's our players. If you haven't seen, you got to know the players. Don't hate the players. Okay. We've got your Kenya Moores.
Yeah.
Your Cynthia Baileys, your Ramona Singers, your Luann Countess de Lesseps, your
Kyle.
Kyle holding it down as the only person from
Beverly Hills. And Beverly then we Hills. Have our Teresa and Melissa Gorga.
That classic seven.
The classic seven.
That Ocean Seven.
Now, Deanna said something that really resonated on our chain, which I thought it's like, you know, when we you see the Jersey girls in Jersey, it seems like they're normal, you know, but when you put them in, with other people, their Jerseyness comes out in a way where Teresa's like, ah, like she's like, blah, 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 blah. Like I can't understand the thing she's
not
saying.
Not a word.
She seems like a space alien to me. So just seeing her out of context in like the real world, you're like, oh my God, she's like an animal.
But also Danielle, so you know, I'm reading that book, It's Not All Diamonds and Rosé. And in the Jersey section, people are going to have a hard time believing this because I did too when I was kind of reading it. I was like, huh, but I'm seeing it in Girls Trip. Which is that what everybody is saying is like, you don't understand. If you were to meet Teresa in real life, she's like a little kitten. Like she's a sweetheart. Like she's an easygoing, breezy. Like, you know, the yoga side of Teresa and the kind of like sweet, dim. Like that's her. And she says it herself in Girlship. She's like, I don't start fights. I finish them, which obviously classic line. But I'm actually seeing Teresa. I'm seeing all of these women in a bit of a different context because it's been so long since we've seen them really meet people and kind of be. I can't describe it, but she's like the sweetheart of the gang. Like everyone has kind of a different role they're playing. And Teresa, everyone's like, what a sweetheart. Everyone's like, people don't know this side of you. She's just the like. Little bubbly kind of like going along to get along gal in Turks and Caicos. And it's interesting.
Yeah. You know, I just think she seems so out of it. And
of course. Like, of course. Out of it.
But, and just like, you know, just like her references, they're never not like, what? You don't even know the Wizard of Oz? She's like, I'm like the Tin Man. I need a braid. What? Like, she
didn't yeah.
Anything.
She has trouble with who has the brain and who doesn't, the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and that seems to be a struggle for
But the
her.
Structure of it, because everyone's like, oh, is it truly a Housewives? And it absolutely is. But what I do like about it is that they know it's more of like a half step extension. So we still got our overarching music, but then they've written more kind of like island theme song.
It's an island theme song. And I do like to picture the singer that they've hired to do the lyrics to sing in the booth saying like, now, what am I saying about these women? So I would like a copy of the theme song. Also, what is to me the wildest part of the show is that they reference that they are on a show and they do it pretty constantly, which is the one departure from our Housewives show is that they all talk about like, who's the nicest on her your show? Who has the most Twitter followers? Like,
which show has the best ratings?
Yes. Like I've been around the longest, so I deserve that. Like they talk about the elephant in the room is that we're all on a show and they talk about it.
Yes. And you have to decide for yourself, like really look into your heart. If you haven't seen it, do you want that? And so that's sort of my caveat. It's like, we've always dreamed of this mashup. That's what we've always all wanted. But someone had said to me, but it's like, but is it better to want it and not get it? It's sort of like when your favorite show finally like does a you know, whatever, like reconvenes after how many years. You're like, did I really want that? It's sort of like a mirage of itself. It's like one step removed. Where I have fallen is that, yes, I do really want that. And I want more. And I hope Surprise Housewives are popping by. I like this crew. It's actually, of course, have there been fights? Has Ramona called Kenya Portia 17 times? And it's deeply uncomfortable. Has Ramona showed her full bush to everyone within 1 hour of being in the house? She's in the shower with a shower nozzle. Just, I mean, Kenya and Cynthia and the guy that's managing the house all see her full naked body within 2 seconds. She picks her room because she is, quote, the OG housewife.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, yes, I do want to see all of this.
I am enjoying myself because it's not the it's not Housewives. It's Housewives on Vacation.
It's Housewives Light.
Yeah.
The same way Paramount Plus is Bravo Light. It's all like, I don't quite know what it is, but I also, it's like when you have a limited series and there's sort of the pressure's off. It's like, I don't need to commit to this for years and years. If anything, this I fell asleep listening to it, Danielle. And I think I fell asleep to the last episode. I only listened to 20 minutes. When I tell you by osmosis, I saw that whole thing. It seeped into my brain.
You don't need it. Like it is, it's very light. Nothing deep is going to happen. And that's what I want. Like I'm excited to binge the rest of them over Thanksgiving if I have time. Like just sit there and just like it's the perfect treat.
It really washes over you in a great way. And I like the alliances that are being formed make me laugh. It's not the ones you would think.
Out of the blue.
The fucking crystal blue clear skies. Okay, here's who appears more normal than they ever have, and that is Kenya Moore.
And never more gorgeous. I mean, we have – Kenya has looks, I mean, stunning. She is –
Kenya's tethered to the earth of Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
She's tethered to the seabed.
She won't be taken advantage of. She will not be taken advantage of.
No, and again, she's in fights with people, but she's also defending other women and has struck up quite a friendship with Melissa.
It's I am enjoying the friendship. Mm-hmm.
And also, Luann is getting her due with all the women.
Tethered. And Luann.
If anything, Cynthia is frankly the one that's coming off a little like, everything okay, buddy?
Well, no, Cynthia did talk to Ramona in a way that sort of calmed her down. And
she did.
Ramona, she got through to Ramona in a way no housewife had ever gotten through to her.
Ramona
before.
Is such a bitch. The way she was ordering around the tennis pro, I know we've seen all of it a million times, but I was really like, oh, she's so awful.
Ramona is an animal. She is an animal who will never learn, never change, never grow.
You're right.
I do think we have finished our time with Ramona. Mm. And I say that like this is her last hurrah. We will not be seeing Ramona again. We will not see her on the next season of New York.
Well, you think we're bidding adieu?
I think we're bidding adieu. I think we're all a bit done with her antics.
She rolls up in a white lace cover up. Mm-hmm. When I say lace, I don't mean there's like a mesh part behind it. I mean it's strings.
Yeah.
With underwear, she's like, I'm in a thong and pasties.
And pasties.
And everyone's like, why aren't you in a bathing suit? And she's like, well, I don't know. It just completely buck ass naked. I mean, Luann shows her body 1,000 times. The one thing I want to say, last thing, is what felt so comforting to me is when they land, you know, Kyle's scared of flying. It's like everybody's still themselves, that we know them. You know, you can take the girl out of whatever city and you can put him in Turks and Caicos. But then you've got Luann, everyone's sitting down to eat lunch. They've just gotten there. They've thought over the rooms. And then Luann's like, guys, I got to take a quick swim before I eat. And it's like, of course, we all know Luann has to take her swim before she
eats. Then Ramona's like, I'm going to walk down there with you. But she's like, I don't know. I can't. This thing can't touch water. I don't know if you dry clean it or I can't go in the water. Like just talking, mumbling to herself.
It's just like, oh, there they are. It's light and fun. So I urge everybody to get at it. Again, it's probably only and there's already 4 episodes out, probably a few left. I mean, they're only there a week.
Yeah, guys, get it. Get your eyes on it. It feels like a real Thanksgiving. Like you want to get away from your family. Tell them you're not feeling well. Go to your room. Watch this.
Exactly.
This is the perfect thing for that. It's a joy.
Should we take a little break?
Yes, please.
We're back. Oh, we have so much to get through, Danielle. We're going to have to do a quicker Potomac. But here's the thing. Yes. I'm comfortable with that because we're in part 2 of our reunion.
Which we all know part 2, even though we need it, is a lot of times filler. And we had some fun stuff on this episode because the Potomac women always deliver. Mm-hmm. They never don't make me laugh. And I got teary-eyed. Mm. When I tell you I cried when there was sort of a moment of reconciliation between Giselle and Karen.
So did
like
I.
That was worth the price of gold. That was worth the price
when
of gold.
When Giselle said it meant a lot to her that Karen greeted her daughters, you know, a couple seconds after Karen had said Raven hates Giselle. But it really, I genuinely was teared up. And I thought, see, these women know how to be housewives. And they're saying it. They're trying to impress upon Candace, like, yes, we throw shade. Yes, we actually can say very cruel things to each other. But there's still a very faint line. And there's still a level of a very, again, for a housewives version of a level of respect and love that these two women share.
A playfulness.
Yes.
I think there's a playfulness there. That's what they're saying. Like when we come for each other. I will say when people come for Giselle and Karen and they never get angry in the way that it is wild. Because the things that are said that they say to each other would have me reeling. Like I could not come back from. But those two bounce back in a way that is a shock.
Again, Giselle is not ruffled by anything. Much like how Ramona in Ultimate Girlship said that she invented wearing a thong with a ruffle. She is not at all ruffled. So then to see Giselle cry, and Andy pointed it out, he's like, oh, wow. I mean, we haven't seen her cry over Jamal or, you know, and when Karen said, you're such a wonderful mother to Giselle, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It really was. But Candace, she goes so below the belt that it becomes dangerous in the housewives world, because I think this is where Dorinda started going last year. It's when you're so far off the rails, you can't accept feedback, you're so beyond, it gets too dark to watch. And Candace needs to watch herself there.
You know, I have a new love for Candace. Because they did say one thing about her, which is true, which is because they were like, well, why does it affect everybody when Candace does it? And I think it was Giselle that said, because Candace sticks the landing. And I thought that that is true. Like, Candace sticks the landing. She's not, if you come for her, she is going to, she's not going to stop until she has said it, has finished.
Drawn blood.
Yeah. And she does stick the landing. And there is, again, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but there is like...
Seems like you're saying it's good.
I'm just saying, like...
You seem happy with
like,
it.
She's like, you will hear from me. If you come from me, you will hear from me. In that Teresa way. Like, I finish it. And she's like, they're like, well, we're your big sisters and we're telling you. She's like, I've got it. I'm good. She's not going to take their advice. Stop giving it to her. She's got to learn it her own way. She is not going to hear you.
Because she's too far gone. She's been raised so poorly by Dorothy.
Yeah. And I think, and she is funny. She is smart.
Oh, God, she's hilarious. And, no one's taking that away from her ever.
But I think she's just saying, like, I'm going to stick the landing. If you come for me, know what you're getting involved.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, I absolutely have respect for honestly, no one can turn a phrase. Quite no, like, no. no one can. No,
is
one
what she's
can.
Saying
NeNe Leakes has
yes.
had... You know,
yes.
has done some work in this department in terms of just, you're a wordsmith.
She's a wordsmith. I will say that NeNe is so funny.
But so is Candace to me.
So is Candace. No, but Candace is funny. But, you know, NeNe, we've just known for so long. We accept.
Although you're NeNe. Right. Like, NeNe has this buoyancy and fun as well. But what the part of Candace, and we would keep saying it, but like, she will be so mean. And next thing you know, she's getting the tissue out and crying. It's
yes.
like such a funny dichotomy with her. Again,
she gets so hurt.
I find her so cute. I've never seen someone so cute with that little bob and that little body, and she's so. But everything that comes out of her mouth, I'm like, you're a literal monster.
Well, yeah, she comes for you,
and we don't know. So Mia has come out and said basically, like, you know, this kind of very cryptic Instagram post that sort of seemed to intimate that she was like, G and I can't do this anymore. Like, we kind of came here for fun and to promote businesses and have fun. And like, it has not been that. But what was kind of funny is that they definitely stopped short of saying like, and we won't be back.
Yeah, they didn't say it. So you said, you were like, I'm worried, because we were on a text chain with Akilah, and you were like, I'm worried that they won't be coming back. And Akilah was like, she's signing up for the next season.
Yeah, like, she's probably like, already filming. They're deep into the season.
Like, Akilah sort of reminded us of what we're watching.
And who
she's
we're
like,
watching.
None of them are leaving.
That's right.
Like, they're just threatening.
That's right.
But she's already leaving.
I cannot keep my eyes off Ashley in the reunion. She's bronzed
she's gorgeous.
And I'm going to say something, and I'm feeling generous today, but like, when her smile can light up a room, Danielle. It just can.
Now, where are you at with Wendy at the reunion?
Okay, so you know I'm not a Zen Wen fan.
No.
But I will say, mm-hmm. I don't know. She got me a little bit when they were playing the clips off of what she was saying, because I had been so team Giselle and Robin of just kind of like, you were acting insane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're going to point it out. But, and then the stuff with the rumors with the husband, like, she was just talking sense. I mean, it's hard to argue with her being like, yeah, there was a blog that said my husband cheated that 100 people saw. You brought it to 100 million people. It's like, you can't argue with that.
But I will say the thing, yes, that's wrong. And Giselle was being shady. She cannot, Giselle, you're lying to yourself if you're not.
And Giselle's like, well, I never said he did it.
Yeah.
Like,
But. You were being shady, Giselle. But what I will say is Giselle can take it.
Oh, yeah.
So when everyone is saying everything about Jamal, and they have said so much worse about Jamal, and Jamal was doing those things, let's get it straight. She's just like, well, she just ignores it. She does not let it land.
It doesn't even register with one muscle on her face.
And so she's shocked that Wendy is just registering it and letting it land. Like, that's a shock to Giselle, because she doesn't. And I will say that when Wendy Cepho announced her 5 and 7 wick candles.
7 and 11 wick, Danielle.
I thought it was 5
Where
and
is it 7 7 and 9. Sorry. It's 7 and 9.
I wrote down 5 and 7.
It is?
That's what I wrote down. But I, again, so many wicks. It doesn't matter.
There's so many wicks to come that, I mean, where's the ceiling now?
Oh, my God. When she announced that, I started laughing. I loved it. She had me for life with that announcement.
It was for her, especially said with love. Unexpectedly hilarious. And even Karen was like, Karen knew. It was so good.
It was so great. What a moment.
I do appreciate this. I like this thing of like, you know, there's wicks for everybody.
There's wicks for, oh, yes. And like,
I love it.
Everybody's got a candle line. What are you going to do if you're a housewife and you have
nothing
else?
I'm like, why don't you and me have a candle line?
We should have a candle line. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Our dear friend of the pod, Matt Rogers, you know, he ordered Wendy's candles and I believe they came in and I asked him to be our candle on the street, you know, our candle reporter.
We've got to hear back about.
He's going to come in and let us know.
The wicks.
Yeah, what the situation is and just give us a review. You know, he has been on the forefront of wanting Wendy's candles. He,
that's right.
You know, he went to the website immediately before they were even out. And Andy did question her on that, where he was
that
saying.
That was. Andy's like, right, but, you know, could you have maybe tried to get it together just to like have a product for sale? And she was basically like, yeah, no, I didn't. I respected that too. She was just like, yeah, that would have been great, but I didn't.
But I didn't. Now, next week, and you know, that was basically, you know, I'm sure we're missing some stuff, but we do have to get to other things today. But it was a great episode. Next week, we can expect Nicki Minaj.
I mean, I... oh, God. I mean, everyone better do your homework next week and watch Potomac, get into Ultimate Girls Trip. Let's continue on our journey with Salt Lake. Because I know, but I'm saying that doesn't mean you can't put down your eyeballs and not keep watching.
No, please do.
It doesn't mean that these shows stop, Danielle.
No, and they don't. And it doesn't mean that we stop. It just means we will not be recording.
Right. If a tree falls, you might not hear us.
But we are speaking.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Oh, Danielle, let's take a baby break and get into our favorite things for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
What do I want for Christmas? What is it gonna be? What's gonna magically appear beneath the Christmas tree? What's gonna give me joy hanging with all the boys? That's always nice to do. But what do I want for Christmas? Just you. Well,
we're back. Thank you, Luann Dillsteps, for that gorgeous holiday classic.
If you've watched the video, which I have many times.
1,000 times.
This song. Here's a note. It cost $4 to make this video, for sure.
Okay.
It is so poor quality. This video has the poorest of qualities. I'm just going to say that.
I liked
it. What I'm saying is I loved it. I loved the song. I'm saying it's not a good, there was not much money spent on this, what I'm saying, on the song,
much
on
like
the
Mia
video.
Said to Candace, low budget.
It was low rent and I loved it. Okay, low budget and I loved it.
And your mama's low budget, Danielle.
Yes, all these things are true.
Yeah.
But I will say, note to Erica Jane and note to Tom Girardi, which is that I will buy that song. I will watch that video. She will make her money and she didn't need to spend so much fucking money to do it. She could have spent a whole lot less.
Wow, Danielle.
And not stolen from all these fucking people. Not that she knew it, but he was stealing and that.
So you're saying that the music videos for Pretty Expensive and It's Expensive to Be Me.
And the songs and the quality of the songs and all the people that wrote the songs.
And How Many Fucks Do I Give?
Yeah. And all the makeup and the hair and the costumes. Right. That was millions of
dollars. You're saying that those videos, in your opinion, could have sustained the same level of quality if done for $1, and that Erica and victims would possibly be made whole had she not spent so much money on those.
And to some degree. I'm not saying the whole degree, but I do think a lot of that money went into her career.
And we'll feel the same for Candace and for Luann if further crimes are committed, which is like, well, they did it right.
Yeah. Well, what I will say is they don't need to. What I will say is that, like, you could have spent a lot less money And again, and gotten the same amount of clicks and the same amount of buys and the same amount of everything. And you didn't have to do so much. And you
You could have done it in a friend's apartment with a piano, half a day with your co-stars who you didn't pay, the end. I think it's a great video, for real. I literally loved it
so many times. That's what I'm saying.
So amazing. Ramona's acting in it is unparalleled.
Leah, to me, was surprisingly a terrible actress. I thought she was going to be more.
Horrible. Loved it.
That's what I mean. It doesn't need to be good. You don't need to have spent money. I will watch it. I will buy it.
Danielle, let's blow through our favorite things. These are just things that Danielle and I love, right? This holiday season, look, supply chains are backed up. So we're doing it a bit earlier. As you know, I've got my trees up. I've got my outside lights up, too. It's like,
they look beautiful. Yeah, you
got to hustle this holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look, the only thing that relates to Danielle and I at all, none of these are ads, is simply that we do also have sweatshirts and things up with our new logo on them available. Info on our Instagram.
Yeah, but TeePublic, baby.
TeePublic, baby. Should you want to give the gift of Danielle and I's faces to someone and not a bunk cartoon.
No, our new looks.
Yes. Okay, speaking of the holidays, I'll start us off, Danielle, with a holiday one. Mm-hmm. There is, for purchase at Williams-Sonoma, a Dolly Parton advent calendar.
What?
Yes. Amazing.
I love this. I love that. I'm getting that.
Chocolate is inside. I think amazing gift / for you.
That's great.
I'm going to kick us off with that. What do you got?
Thank you. Well, I have something a little more, but it's something that has been life-changing for me, and I just want people to know about it. Okay. And I would almost say this is a gift for yourself or a girlfriend you know.
Well, all the gifts are clearly for us.
Yeah, they're for you.
Let's be honest. Not one of these should be
I'm not giving these to anybody but myself. But this is a gift for you. I have discovered a hair oil. Now, I am not a person that uses hair oil in the past because I have combination hair, but this is making, my hair's still a little wet right now, but this is making my hair feel like silk.
Oh.
Guys, silk. Just need a drop of it, and it has changed my
hair. What is it?
Hair. It's called, you're going to go to Rose Hair. But it's rozhair.com, and the oil itself is from, it's Rose, but it's R-O-Z with like a, you know, a thing over the, like a hard O.
What?
But it's rozhair.com. I'm telling you, it's by my hairdresser, my new hairdresser, Mara. And she has changed my life.
Okay. I need this.
It's like, I think it's $40. And it's going to last you a fucking lifetime.
Great.
Guys, go to this place. I'm telling you, this has changed my hair. My hair, even after 2 or 3 days, feels soft as silk. It's not too oily, which is my problem with hair oils. This is life-changing. Again, I don't get anything from this. I just tried this oil and I was like, I need to tell the world. This is not an ad. I love it.
Great. Okay. I'm going to throw something out there. Now, this is if you've got a little extra money to spend, I'll be honest. And you're just like, I want to treat myself or a loved one like myself to the richest cream for your face of all time. Now, June Diane gave me this for my birthday. You were there.
Yes.
But I love this. And that is called the Augustin Bedaire, the Rich Cream. It's called the Rich Cream and it's not cheap. It is literally the most hydrating, greatest cream of all time for your face and neck. And I'll also just give what I've been telling everyone. My dermatologist told me, don't forget to do all of your products on the backs of your hands and your earlobes because those can age.
I have started doing my earlobes since you
said that. Earlobes. That's just a hot tip from me to you. They could become shrinkled up little, looking like little sausages or raisins, my dermatologist said. She'll see women with like very gorgeous new young faces and unfortunately old earlobes. Just a tip. Go on, Danielle. What's next?
I have bought something that I get so many compliments on, including by one Casey Rose Wilson.
What?
And it is so cute and I love it so much. It is a multi-purpose cute little purse. It's called the Gigi Eclair V.
Oh.
It's that little black bag, but you can get it in many colors. It can be a purse and just holds like your makeup, a little wallet. And it is, I get compliments wherever I go with this little
purse. I love Eclair V.
She makes such a great bag. It's a great purse. It is a good gift. It's a little pricey, but it's also like not so pricey that you're crazy. For a purse, it's a nice price.
Yes.
And you could also put it as a fanny pack. Like it can be a crossbody bag. I get so many compliments wherever I go. It's so cute in so many colors. The Gigi purse at Claire V.
Love it.
Such a perfect gift.
Okay. I'm going to promote a collab between two brands I love, which is L.L. Bean and This Is The Great. I love The Great. Yes. They have amazing sweatshirts and all these different things. They've done a collab, and I feel really kind of cool promoting a collab. And I know one side of the collab is L.L. Bean, you know, and that's where I'm at in my life. But honestly, it's so fucking cute. They've got rain boots and hiking boots and sweaters and vests, and it's so fucking cute. Throwing that out there. What's next, Danielle?
Casey, now this is something that you talked about last year.
I have it on my list again. I was going to do it again.
because it so has many changed people, my yes, life.
And so many people DM me and they're like, what was the name of those cards? And you know, I never write people back. No, yeah. I do. I do actually write people back a lot. But they're like, what were the name of those cards that you recommended last year? So here they are. I have them too.
Oh my God. I love Tell them everyone. So much. They're Mysteries of Love Oracle Deck. Guys, Casey recommended these last year on a podcast. I went and got them. They have been such a light in my life. I use them almost every single day. They help just guide me through my day when I feel a little bit lost. It's a line to walk.
You pull a card.
It's called, yep. And then you'll go to ElenaHennessy.com, ElenaHennessy.com. You pull a card every day. They're beautiful.
There's a message on the card. You know, you look it up and there's a message for the day. It always, not only like, it's more than a jumping off point. It's like it always hits at the exact thing that I think needs to like float up from your unconscious. They're also very positive, but not in a cheesy way. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you'll get a little tough love in a good way, a very constructive way. And then Kulop got me this rose quartz stone that you can, with a little slit in it, where you can put your card in and kind of just look at the card you've pulled all day.
Yeah.
And it's something so powerful about it. And they're also just absolutely, they're like cobalt blue and gold, the cards, and they're gorgeous.
And I love them. I had to say them again because you helped me when you gave them last.
I literally bought a bunch because I didn't want you all to buy them out. I'm always scared I won't have them.
I love them.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm going to, jumping off from Oracle cards, I'm going to recommend my new-ish, about for the last year and a half, tarot card reader. Mm-hmm. Now, her name is Erin K. Smith, and she works with Vardo Tarot, V-A-R-D-O. What I love about Erin is you can book a 20-minute session for $40, okay? So if you've got a burning question, it can even be a pretty loaded, bigger question. You get on a Zoom with her, Vardo Tarot, and this woman, Danielle, has been so right, not only right about things, she has guided me in such directions. Again, she'll tell you what's on the tarot's mind. So know mm-hmm. that, you know, okay. It's not going to be all like rainbows and unicorns. But when I tell you, it's so fucking helpful, because sometimes you're like, I don't have the money to spend. I don't want a whole reading. And she'll do an hour long reading. Sometimes you're like, honestly, quickly, should I have another baby or not? Or no, or whatever, you know, like, but sometimes you'll have a question of like a business thing or a life thing, or could you just quickly talk to me about this relationship? Like, tell me what I need to know about X. And she is fucking fantastic. Vardo Tarot, Erin K. Smith.
No, I'm just going to do one more because I know we don't have a ton of time, but this one came to me last night because I had two other things I was going to say, but I'm just like, fuck those things. Now this is expensive because I went online last night to look it up. But when I was snuggled under a beautiful blanket last night at Casey Rose Wilson's house, I asked Casey, who did this? It's the most comfortable blanket I've ever had in my life, Casey. Mm. And I'm thinking I'm going to buy it as my family gift this year. It is.
Oh my gosh. I've had mine for 8-9 years.
It holds up. It's a cashmere blanket throw from Ralph Lauren. Guys, get in there. It is, you know, again, pricey, but it obviously holds up.
It holds up. And you can have them monogrammed. So my husband actually for Christmas just got me one with my book title, The Wreckage of My Presence. Aww. That's another thing on my favorite things list. My audiobook number 12.
Yes!
Okay. But that blanket is incredible. And the last thing is I'm going to throw out is a company.
Okay.
Which is Sage, but it's S-A-J-E. I have gotten into diffusers, you know, and oils. And it's the most gorgeous diffusers, and you throw in like a little rose or a little lavender, and there's just something about it that even feels more elevated than a candle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love
Although,
diffuser.
I mean, don't get me wrong on a Christmas candle. You know how I feel. But it's absolutely incredible, all of their products. I feel elevated. They even have like peppermint twist or like it's Cabin Cozy is one of their like it's just cute. That's all I can say. And I love their products. And the last thing is I am going to shout out my sister-in-law, Shira Casp, Shira Weiss, with her friend Dana, has an incredible company called The Ten. They will make custom jewelry. They have incredible jewelry. Danielle and I have earrings named after us.
Guys, that
literally
company...
I'm dripping with jewelry from The Ten. That's the number 10, The Ten. Look them up on Instagram. They'll do anything custom.
And they are so
incredible.
And can I also say that they're so much better priced, I think, than a lot of other fine jewelry dealers. I do. And I do think, like,
if you are wanting something, you see it, Cartier or this and that. And it's not about knocking it off. I'm just saying they can work with diamond dealers, and they can work and get you exactly what you want for half of the price.
Yeah, you're not paying all the overhead.
And it's also just cool stuff. I mean, there's no easy way to say that.
No. It's just cool. I am adorned in it. Remember that time I went to go return all that stuff at...
Well, Danielle, let's not go back there during
But, you know, I draped myself in my gold to show that I could afford things. And I draped myself in gold from the
I guess your favorite things weren't...
from Valentino. I can't afford them.
And the absolute final thing I'm throwing in is Deanna Chang has a business called The Montage Queen. People are obsessed. If you have a video you need to make, even for the holidays, as a full holiday gift for your family, you just say, and you basically interview all your family. It's so easy the way you do it. She sends questions about a certain person for their birthday or whatever. You send her family photos. She'll work in video. She'll get interviews from people. She will make your family a montage. She'll knock your fucking socks off.
She did it for my dad's last birthday, and he loved it. We still watch it and cry. Yeah.
It's the Montage
so good.
Queen.
She did such a good job. And if you guys like the videos you see at our live shows, that's all her. She's funny. She's heartwarming. She talks to you. She gets to the heart of the matter, and your family's going to love it.
Yeah. Oh my God, Danielle. Sorry. I cannot believe I forgot about the last favorite thing. This is a treat for all of you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Our editor, Caitlin, just reminded me. Guys, there's going to be on ABC News on November 29th, a new documentary, much like The Housewife and The Hustler, the same folks that brought you The Housewife and The Hustler bring you now The Housewife. It's such a terrible title. The Housewife and The Shaw Shocker. I can't even figure out what that is, but that's what it is. And it's coming out, and I can't wait. The Housewife and The Shaw Shocker. Danielle, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I want everyone to have a beautiful Thanksgiving.
I do too.
Have a happy and a healthy. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Grab a ticket to our upcoming tour in February in Boston and New York. Stay healthy. That was a hard one to just slip in right there.
But it's
true. I think it worked.
I thought it worked.
Well, I want to see everyone.
I do too. I miss all of your faces.
I miss all of you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully not too many family members drinking too much and screaming, "You were never there for me."
It's too late. Too late.
So just watch Ultimate Girls Trip.
Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you. And I do mean you, the show.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.